The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Hey, good girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Hey, this is Griffin. Real quick, wanted to preface this one by saying it's a live show, which is strange to listen to these days. From the before times, from when we performed on the Choco Cruise, which was just going off my own sort of internal calendar, about 400 quadrillion, squillion, manillion, thousand trillion years ago. So it's actually cut together from a couple of shows that we did on the Choco Cruise. So it's a bit patchwork and a bit weird. And, you know, we edited out a lot of very extremely local boat-specific humor. But yes, that is the episode this week. We were not able to record a new one. We will be back with a regular episode next week. Until then, enjoy this incredibly strange thing to listen to of our mabim bam goofery aboard the Choco Cruise.
I run an after-school fantasy LARP for 8 to 12-year-olds. And I write the story and play all the major NPCs that the kids' characters encounter. The problem is that I'm not a very intimidating person.
You're going to need to start over. I missed all of those words.
I run an after-school fantasy LARP for 8 to 12-year-olds. I don't know why I almost turned it into a Bare Naked Lady song. I run an after-school fantasy LARP for 8 to 12-year-olds. And I write the story and I played all of the major roles.
Wait, I didn't...
The problem is that I am not a very intimidating person. So even when I try to portray an appropriately scary villain, the kids tend to always think, quote, we can take them and mob me. Brothers, how can I strike fear into the hearts of gamer children? That is from Cora. Cora, are you here?
All right.
Hey. Hello, Cora. Much better.
Nailed it. Got it in one.
When I was a gamer child, the thing I think I was most afraid of was having to mow the lawn. Can you dress up as a lawnmower that they would have to use? Can you dress up as chores?
Can you dress up as the idea of reformatting a memory card?
Can you dress up as the concept of your dad really thinks you'd be good at baseball? So get out there, Tiger.
Just whisper in their ear like, I took all your V-Bucks. When you weren't watching, I took
Wait,
all your...
what?
V-Bucks is a Fortnite money. God, I hate doing this show with old people.
None of them reacted.
They loved it. They were scared.
V-Bucks?
They were scared that their Fortnite money...
That sounds like something that happens at Buck E. Cheese's.
Now, Justin, I hate to stifle your creativity over there, but as you approach to whisper this, they've already thrown a balled up wad of tinfoil at you, hitting
That's right.
you for 15 points of electricity damage.
Okay.
So,
is there a safe way to set kids on fire? Just like,
oh,
I mean,
safe fire.
A safe fire for kids?
Yeah.
This one was sent in by Adrian Cowles. Thank you, Adrian. It is a woo.
Adrian, you're not here, are you?
No, that'd be wild. Okay. We're in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean. That would be fucking bizarre. So this is an anonymous Yahoo Answers user I'm going to call Aquaman, asks, how did the first parents know how to take care of their children?
Fuck, yeah. Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
It must have been weird the first time the baby shit in a diaper, and you're like, where do we get more diapers?
Sorry, we're all parents up here, and we know this crowd skews younger. So when the baby is born and come out, it has a diaper.
Yeah.
And it's called its birth diaper.
And you know how, just like in movies, right? Baby come out, starts screaming.
Has diaper.
Yes. person with milk glands just starts spraying it out like super sugar.
Like, yeah. Like
that must have been weird for
Yeah, Eve. Like, hey, Doug, I think I'm making food. I don't want to, like,
hey,
freak you out.
Are we having a weird party?
Yeah, I think I'm making food right now. Isn't that wild?
Huh.
Let's put it in little U's mouth.
Yeah,
see if they like the food.
And that must have been frustrating. You're like, hey, put on baby shark. It's like, what the fuck is baby
what
shark?
What is baby shark?
Well, there is a baby shark over here.
Right.
Put baby shark on baby?
Hey,
no.
Honey, he wants to play with the baby sharks. I don't know what to tell you.
Well, I mean, a small me just came out of you. Maybe feed it some of the brontosaurus? Oh, nope.
Nope.
Now we gotta wait till next baby. But
baby
this is it.
Bad.
Trial and error. We'll get this right sometime, baby.
Baby do bad.
We should have done the ewe milk that's coming. Yes, Travis.
At some point, that baby, successful baby,
uh-huh,
started talking. That must have freaked them the fuck out. What?
Oh my God. This weird small ewe pet. It's turning into a you.
It is like right now your hamster went, I actually would love a carrot.
Whoa. If your where's my hamster? It's at school.
What? And now I have to teach you to drive? Where did we get a car?
You drive the you teach it to drive a dinosaur.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Obviously.
This seems like the type of crowd that would actually get very angry and send some things on Twitter about how human beings and dinosaurs didn't exist at the same time. So
as far
we'll get ahead
as
of that
we
and say,
know, yes,
it's a bit and a goof.
Let me point towards the documentary Flintstones.
Yes.
Griffin, if dinosaurs and human beings didn't exist at the same time, how did they
do
play
we know
their
about
records?
Them? Oh. How do we know about them? How do we know about their records? Oh, yeah.
Because
yours is a Flintstone.
Okay.
Yes. Justin, how about another question?
Yeah, here it comes.
Because Juice, we could say a lot of Flintstones things up here, but I think it would behoove us to go.
How
to
do they make
question.
Vitamins?
Yes.
Cereal. How do we still have their cereals?
Jurassic Park, they wouldn't look like dinosaurs. They'd look like big, weird monsters because we didn't see them
right
with our human eyes.
Not
Justin,
like the super accurate Jurassic
We're fucking
Park.
Dying up here, Justin, please.
Thank you.
We got a haunted doll watch.
Oh, fuck. We didn't ask before, but who in this room has no idea who we are?
Okay.
Oh, shit.
Oh, no.
Okay, so haunted doll watch is a segment on the show where we find haunted dolls for sale on the Electronic Bay and see what the story with those are, because that's wild. This doll is called Melissa Tangible.
Holy sh! That's a good name.
It's a fucking good name, actually.
Yeah.
Melissa Tangible is what this doll is listed as. Meet Melissa. Melissa is... It doesn't say to the tune of train. Melissa. Melissa is what she likes to be called. Though a tangible doll, she was neither human nor non-human. Okay, that's everything. That's actually all the things.
Hey,
everything. That's everything.
You actually skipped over the first part of that sentence. Read that one more time for me.
Meet Melissa.
Nope.
Though a tangible doll.
Like all dolls.
No.
There are intangible dolls.
Travis.
Do not step to Justin on this exact subject.
On the Electronic Bay, sometimes you get a doll. Sometimes you get a picture of a doll. Because they're not specific about it being a tangible doll.
I would argue that even there,
it's
a
problem.
A doll one could conceive.
No, it's not.
I don't think you know what the word tangible means.
Yeah, you don't actually know what tangible means. That is the actual problem. She is a pure evil, tangible, physical doll. As a seller, I'd like my customers to know that my house backs up 600 acres of woods. On the other side of those woods is a medium-sized cemetery. So important things for all of us to know.
So I assume your house backs up into like a 300...
Incorrect. 600 acre woods, and it's a medium-sized cemetery. So that's the kind of like oaky tannins you can expect from this. The terroir of this haunted doll is extremely good.
I'm sorry to keep revealing mine own ass. How big is an acre? Is 600 acres between your house and a cemetery a good distance?
Well, Winnie the Pooh lived in a 100-acre one, so it's six times better than him.
Oh, shit.
And the Winnie the Pooh cemetery was quite large.
It was every animal ever.
Eeyore lived in it, and that's why he was kind of bummed out all
the time. I'm sad. Oh, why? Because... No, because of the spirits.
You don't understand.
I've never had a night's rest.
This is
the wailing.
This isn't my tale. That's right. Think of the implications. I'm a patchwork
monster. It's the telltale tale.
Yeah.
The ghosts come, don't patronize him. The ghosts come a running.
Stop.
We got a lot of show to get through.
I will never. Oh, they loved it.
The ghosts come a running when they hear the spirit box. I do believe that that is why I have so many negative or evil spirits on my property and in my home. This spirit, however, really does not have a name. We agreed on Melissa. She seems to like that. Although she is neither female nor male, we have established that she is neither human nor non-human. I don't think we need any more specifics. This spirit, you must be 18 or over to purchase.
What?
Also, this spirit is for the dark arts only. Or seasoned investigators.
Oh, okay, I'm back in.
Okay, yeah. This is my favorite. I bought her at another consignment shop, and she was not a haunted doll. However, she is now.
Huh.
Yeah, huh.
Funny how that works.
Yeah, okay.
Jesus Christ.
Is this person's house for sale? Because it sounds like maybe it's a haunted doll factory.
Yeah, quick point for you, Fire Torch Findings on eBay. You probably shouldn't buy more dolls. That's maybe where I would start is... Your house transmogrifies regular dolls into bad, evil dolls that are neither human nor non-human, but are named Melissa.
Hey, why do you think this eBay user bought the doll carcass in the first place?
Well, we have a name for doll carcasses, Trav, and they're dolls. It's just a regular doll.
I do like this backstory, though, of I'm just a doll lover, purchaser. And now this one's haunted, so
I gotta get rid of it.
I created a whole eBay account.
Yeah, for this one specific one, and according to the listing, the 270 other haunted dolls that they have in their
collection. Sorry about your luck.
Yeah, but
what,
anyway.
What keeps happening? What's the connective tissue?
Anyway, that is the Haunted Doll Watch.
Hey, how about another question?
I'd love that, Griff. Thank you so much. My boyfriend says bless you after I cough. This makes me feel very uncomfortable. How can I get him to stop? And that's from Bless You in Boston. My boyfriend says, is the uncomfortable thing that is not when we do that? Or is it what they're actually saying, do you think? What part is causing the discomfort?
Well, can it be both? Because it is both of the things.
Let's try it out. Griffin, okay. Cough. Oh, bless you. What do you say back?
I would say, thank you for the blessing.
Have you heard the good news?
And then I would bow.
Bow like, oh, like that?
Yes.
Let me try. I'll cough.
Okay.
Heckum, heckum, heckum.
Bless you.
And also with you.
Nice religious.
Do you want to try? Bless you.
You will never take Jenny from me.
Okay.
That's that kind of possession thing.
That's
we got
cool too.
Three different good options.
He'll definitely stop after
one of us. Hold on, let me do it. I'll do it.
Okay. Bless you.
I wish you'd stop doing that.
Okay, I've been wanting to talk to you for a while now about our relationship.
Ooh, hold on. Bring me some popcorn.
You always fucking do this. Jarek, I want to move back to Portland with my sister.
Wow, a new vibe. Okay, what's next? What happens next?
You know what? You're right.
Okay.
I think we can make this work.
Honest communication. I'm loving it.
Once I get out of here, we can be together. My character's in prison.
Okay. Well, we'll see about that. 3, 2, 1, blast off.
Oh, no. Wait, what is happening now?
I'm in a rocket ship now.
To where?
Portland, Oregon.
Well, here's my brother, Elon Musk.
Aw.
Two. He built a rocket ship for me.
Oh, no, it's an old-fashioned breakup rocket ship chase.
Yeah, and it's a steampunk rocket ship, so you know it's cooler, guys. And what's that? It's Captain Mal Reynolds.
Oh, shit.
Anyways, do you want to have sex in front of Captain Mal Reynolds?
I stopped playing the part like 15 seconds ago.
So for me, Trav,
that's a firm no.
How about Yahoo?
Yeah, here is a Yahoo from the Yahoo Answers Service. This one was sent in by several people, and it's sort of just like a fun sort of linguistics, like origin, like a smart people thing for all the smarts on this here boat.
Anybody here smart? Okay,
a lot of people sent this in. It's from Yahoo Answers user Negotiator, who asks,
ooh,
I like that.
What exactly is a gravy train?
Oh, boy. I assume it is. You know,
Travis, don't assume.
Okay.
Know it. From a book you read about this subject yesterday.
You know how
There
are trains full of gasoline.
Yeah.
Okay.
I see where this is going.
You're saying, are you trying to say that maybe, how else does gravy get places?
Thank you. Okay.
Are you saying maybe that cars use gasoline, like they call gasoline gravy? It's like slang?
Yeah.
Like gravy is slang for gasoline?
No.
No. So if somebody has a big gasoline train, you're
not
like,
now. Not now. I'm saying 100
Travis
years
Travis is embarrassed, and he's trying to walk it back.
I have never been embarrassed in my entire life.
Okay.
Have you heard the jokes I make on this show? I'm saying 100 years ago, everyone said, oh, yeah, Henry Ford and his car gravy. He loves that shit.
We're not talking about...
And that was before cars existed.
Right. We don't say they're in the gravy car. They're not driving the gravy Prius and getting great gravy mileage.
No, they just say horsepower.
They say horsepower, which is we're not actually going to talk about smart shit on the stage, Travis. We're talking about the gravy train. People say it. Why? Justin.
The weird thing is that the gravy train is good.
Yes.
That is the surprising thing. Like, that has pulled into town, and I'm feeling pretty good about this gravy train. It's arrived.
That does mean at some point, somebody had something that could be referred to as the gravy train and said, thank God.
Yes, it's here. My mashed potatoes were getting extremely cold. Thank goodness the gravy train has arrived.
A butler came in going, chugga, chugga. Chugga, chugga. Would master like...
Okay, hold on. They don't say the gravy train car. Every car in the gravy train is a gravy train.
It's a gravy locomotive, a gravy caboose.
Everything is gravy, 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 gravy.
A gravy sleeper car.
Yes.
Slosh, slosh, slosh. Mm.
Hey, Dini, y'all know why it's gravy train when we say that?
No, but really.
Just shout it out all at once.
Because there is a gravy boat.
So we're all just saying that constantly and have no idea what it means.
I see someone pointing to someone. Are you pointing at anyone?
Are you a train? Sir,
If this is a joke, I'm going to be fucking furious.
Okay, everyone be completely silent.
I just wanted you to go, okay.
Yell it. Yell.
Yell about gravy trains.
Oh, fuck off.
No, not what your parents told you. Unless your parents are gravy train conductors.
No, keep going.
Keep going.
Oh, I want to hear.
So it's the wagon that has all the food in it in like a convoy.
Hey, don't you all clap?
No, that was
no
good.
One.
Like a wagon train. And there was one wagon that had all the gravy, the wet brown one that had all the gravy in it.
But here's the thing. That person stood up with confidence and said that made up bullshit. And you all tried to clap like, we all knew that too.
The next time
you fucking joiners.
What's better? What they said or the idea of a train that every time it turns a corner, a little bit of gravy sloshes out every window? Which world would you rather live in?
And that's where corn comes from.
Hey, how about another Yahoo?
Yeah, I love that. Thank you.
So, this one's sent in by Adrian Cowles as well. Thank you, Adrian. It's from Yahoo Answers user Blue Fox Socks, who asks, I wish hot salad existed. Anyone else?
Now, hold on.
Hey.
Calm down. Let's all open our minds.
Let's play in the space.
Yeah, let's check it out. I'm seeing some very enthusiastic thumbs up from a 1 to 2 people in the audience. You are now on a list of my own creation. I'm sorry.
You all also know that, like, warm spinach salad is a thing.
No,
right?
That's nothing.
That's not.
It's not hot, thing. Though, to be fair.
Yeah, we're talking about a salad that you put in your mouth and go, ooh.
I do like that they started calling it warm spinach salad because room temperature spinach salad is
sounds pretty
gross.
Nasty. Yeah.
You know, I actually had one of these, I think,
ooh,
last night.
Did anyone
salad.
Make you?
Well, the nice thing about being on a cruise ship is you can put fucking anything on a salad. Nobody's going to say anything to you. So I got a regular salad, and the lady looked at me with, like, pride as I walked away, like, dang, Justin really did a good job.
Yeah.
What a good salad boy.
That's a lot of cookie points.
I'm so proud of him. And then as soon as I fucking hoved out of view from her eyesight, I handed my bowl to the person behind the counter. I was like, can you throw some grits on there, please?
Some
grits, Travis.
Grits?
Grits for dressing. Well, it's 2020. I'm changing the game. Grits for dressing.
This is from a man who used to put marinara as dressing.
That's old news.
Hey, Juice.
The new shit is grits
rule
on
of
dressing.
Rule of thumb. If you can throw something at a wall and it sticks there, that's not dressing.
Hey, Griffin. Pasta salad.
That's a salad, not
that's
a dressing.
That's a salad, not a dressing, but
fuck.
Good try.
Wow.
What do you think the next peanut butter dressing?
No, well,
yeah,
that's
what's
gross.
Next, Juice? Hey, ooh, Juice, what's hot for
what's
spring 2020?
What's coming in 2020?
You'll have to ask the fine chefs here at the New Amsterdam what they plan on putting at the bar.
Hey, they didn't offer grits, Justin.
Yes, they did.
They didn't offer grits. Grits wasn't on the list of dressing.
That was Chez Justine.
There is... I love you so much. There is no way that they said ranch, vinaigrette, grits.
Here's
the food grits.
Here's what you're gonna get.
Do you want some porridge on there, baby bear?
Someone from the dive-in outside was like, "You want a hot dog on it?
We'll blend it up real good. You can sip it in. We'll put the whole thing in the blender.
Hey,
you won't even have to look at it.
Hey, dude, grits, how low is the bottom of the barrel?
How about just a bowl full of grits with one spinach on top? Huh, now you're like a big man. Prove them wrong.
Here's what you get.
Anything can be a salad. Fuck you. Do you want a big bowl of honey? Winnie the Pooh.
Here's what you get with grits as a dressing. One, judgment. Two, texture. Three, warmth. Four, it's everything salad isn't, and now they're together, and it fixes both. It's both okay, because grits and salad.
Hey, listen, if you have synesthesia, please never eat a grit salad. It sounds like the worst possible sensory experience
I
can imagine. They had lemonade. I dumped a glass in, and someone paid me $3 to eat it.
My wife asked me where the lettuce was, and I had to look at her honestly and say, I no longer remember if there's lettuce in here.
Justin, did you eat a bowl of grits?
I might have made a KFC famous bowl, sort of sweetened one, accidentally. I could have sworn I did get some salad stuff on there. Pretty sure about it. You know it's bad when you're at the salad bar and you have to point at least 4 different things to be like, what's that? I'm not that familiar with, can I have the little round ones? Do you mean chickpeas? Okay, cool. Yeah, absolutely.
Give me those Pac-Man pellets.
Yeah, give me the... Sorry, I messed up in that sense. I'm sorry.
I hope everybody's enjoying the show.
I sure am.
And I have bad news for you. While you have been so distracted, if you will reach up and feel an area of your body that normally grows hair where you would rather there not be hair, oh no, there it is.
I don't worry about that. I'm happy to grow hair all over my body, as anyone who has seen me at the pool will attest.
It's kind of a Rip Van Winkle situation, but sort of like a small one. You don't have like a full lush white beard, but it's more just like a general growth.
Oh, this is just my peach fuzz.
I have good news for you, though. There's razors.
Oh,
Harry's is a company.
Oh man,
Harry's is a company that makes a great shaving experience. Quality, durable blades at a fair price, like $2 per blade, and they've cut out the middle person, manufacturing blades in their German blade factory, which is a fine thing to do at a German blade factory, if you ask me. A layman. They've been honing precision blades for a century. You want to try a better shave? Well, you can get one with Harry's, and you can redeem a trial set at harrys.com/mybrother. You'll get a weighted ergonomic handle for a firm grip, 5-blade razor with a lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel with aloe to keep your skin hydrated, and a travel blade to keep your razor dry and easy to grab on the go. Go to harrys.com. That's harrys.com/mybrother to start shaving better today.
What do you guys think? Which the people who work at Harry's, what do you think is their favorite Wesley Snipes movie?
Well,
I don't know, Trav. What's your joke?
Blade. Probably Bridges Blade. Of Madison Blade. County.
It's Blade. It's Blade.
I don't think Wesley Snipes was in that one, was he?
Blade. It's Blade.
He played actually Blade? The bridge.
What do you think is their favorite Jessica Alba movie? I think it's Honey. And listen, we all shop online a lot. And finding promo codes to buy Jessica Alba's complete movie discography. Is that something? Is there a Criterion collection of just Jessica Alba movies of like Honey and Fantastic Four?
The Alba album?
Yes, The Albatross. Do you think she ever got called the Albatross in high school? Anyways, back to the copy. It isn't easy to find those.
This is in the copy.
It's verbatim.
Yeah.
And then talk about Jessica Alba a lot. It says some suggestions. Talk about Jessica Alba. And then it says, bullet point, have you ever noticed how Albatross has Alba in it? Maybe that's something.
God, it was even better the second time, Justin, wasn't it?
So I'm losing it over here. I will take this ad from you by force. Please, I'm begging you.
Okay, so finding promo codes that work isn't easy.
Next
one.
Unless you use Honey, the free browser extension backed by PayPal that scans the internet for the best promo codes and automatically adds them to your cart. Just download Honey to your computer, shop like normal, click the apply coupons button, and watch the prices drop. It's 100% free, unlike the movie Honey. I don't know. Maybe it's streaming somewhere. Can you check real quick while I finish this, Justin?
Yeah, sure.
I don't want to have to pay to rent Honey. I mean, at that point, I just own it. You know what I mean? Because, like, I'll watch it enough.
That
would justify buying it. You know what I mean? Because, like, $3.99 to watch it once or, like, $12.99 to watch it whenever I want. It's hard to choose.
I've got Honey on layaway at my local movie store that I've been paying off for. I'm nearly out of the woods on that one.
The juice is running is the problem.
Yeah.
It's $4 on YouTube. Move on.
Okay. Honey, the website is 100% free to use and installs in just a few seconds. So get Honey, the website, for free at joinhoney.com.
It's not a website.
It's a browser extension.
The browser extension, not the movie. I just want to make sure people don't think I'm talking about the movie now. At joinhoney.com/brother. That's joinhoney.com/brother. And that is to use the browser extension Honey, not to be in the movie Honey. I just want to make sure that's clear because I've talked a lot about both in the last couple of minutes.
If you want to be in the movie Honey, I'm going to give you a Bitcoin address that you will send Bitcoins to. And then they will figure out the rest. They will need a very high-res JPEG of your face in a well-lit environment. Hey, if you enjoy all these great jokes about Honey that we've been doing and all the other shows on the Max Fun Network have been doing because we coordinated it, it's Honey Week, baby. Guess what? Max Fun's running a survey to help figure out which advertisers are a good fit for our audience. We are still primarily an audience-supported endeavor, and that'll always be the case, but advertising can be a very helpful source of income, especially right now. And the results of the survey will help us talk to some new advertisers and convince them to give us a shot because Honey's almost certainly going to pull out after this one. The survey's short, shouldn't take any more than 10.
But Jessica Alba might come in.
Might swoop in there. And it's doing us a big favor. This is a short survey. It shouldn't take any more than 10 minutes, and we sure would appreciate it. Just go to MaximumFun.org/adsurvey to fill it out. And do it now, and you find out which a Harry Potter house you belong to also.
Yep.
Good, you mm-hmm. do it. I'm a Hufflepuff.
That is going to do it for this interruption, this brief interruption, this brief honey-centric interruption.
Have you guys seen? I've never seen the movie.
Let's head back to the show.
Video games.
Video games.
Video games. You like them?
Maybe you wish you had more time for them.
Maybe you want to know the best ones to play.
Maybe you want to know what happens to Mario when he dies.
In that case, you should check out Triple Click. It's a brand new podcast about video games.
A podcast about video games? But I don't have time for that.
Sure you do. Once a week, kick back as three video game experts give you everything from critical takes on the hottest new releases,
to scoops, interviews, and explanations about how video games work,
to fascinating and sometimes weird stories about the games we love.
Triple Click is hosted by me, Kirk Hamilton.
Me, Jason Schreier.
And me, Maddie Myers.
You can find Triple Click wherever you get your podcasts and listen at MaximumFun.org.
Bye.
Here's a Yahoo that was sent in by Adrian Cowles. Thank you, Adrian. Sometimes if you've never watched our show or listened to it, if you've never listened to our show, but you watched our short-lived CISO production,
if you're one
you
of
don't
the many
exist.
People who never watched our TV show.
Okay, Adrian Cowell sent this in. It is by Blue Fox Sox, who asks, do pizza chefs ever hate their creations?
What an oddly specific question.
Say a pizza chef really hated putting pineapple on pizza. Would they be ashamed of making that pizza if it was ordered? Would they even have pineapple on the menu, or would they suck it up?
Well, rarely does a... okay, if we're talking about, like, Little Caesars.
Yeah.
The pizza chef at the Little Caesars does not... own Little Caesars.
Okay, that's fair, Travis, but I would argue the pizza chef at Little Caesars hates every pizza that they're sending out.
That's the thing, is you bring up the idea of, like, I had to put a combination of these that I didn't like, as opposed to just the chef finishing the pizza going, I fucked that up.
Yeah, okay. But I'm stuck on Little Caesars, Travis, because in your mindscape, I want to undercover boss a Little Caesars with you, because you imagine there will be at least one of these franchises where you dip into the back room and see somebody like, I'm going to work hard on this and get sweaty and sell it for $5.
I have to believe that of all the Little Caesars across this great planet of ours,
yeah,
in Little Caesars in, say, America, Canada, Italy,
yeah,
that there is one chef who's like, another masterpiece.
This question does...
I'm so glad I went to the Cordon Bleu.
Why did they name the Cordon Bleu after chicken Cordon Bleu? That's confusing. It's confusing as all get out. They teach you to make other things there. Did you know that? Anyway.
Everything that actually comes out of there is hamburger, Cordon Bleu.
Cordon Bleu.
Only the chicken stuff.
This question does raise an interesting sort of moral quandary, and that is to say, if a chef gets an order for an immoral pizza,
uh-huh,
and they still, like, I'm saying specifically something with perhaps pineapples or cheese and pineapple.
Canadian bacon, which is
ham. We all know that. If they get an order for an immoral pizza and they make it, they're complicit, right? They should walk, they carry some of that stain, perhaps literally,
yeah,
in some cases.
What if someone says, just hold the cheese, hold the pepperoni, add sauce and jalapenos and hold the crust?
So you're envisioning the chef sort of holding all these things.
It was just a box of sauce and jalapenos.
I would love a $5 hot and ready, just come breathe in my face a little bit.
Yeah. What if someone said with extra arsenic? Would the chef
This is a good start of a riddle, dude.
Yeah. Is that murder?
Can the cop would be like, that's a murder you did. And then you'd be like, he asked for arsenic. Then what?
And he stood on a block of ice.
Yes.
While grocery shopping recently, I gave in to temptation and threw a box of chocolate peanut butter pie Oreos in my cart.
What? Can you say those words again?
Hey, let the wiki show. I said all those words right on the first try.
Good job.
Yes,
Justin.
But they were all very confusing ideas.
A box of chocolate peanut butter pie Oreos in my cart. Two aisles later, I shed the rest of my dignity and ripped open the packaging. Then, anytime I was alone in an aisle, I would pop one in my mouth. I made it to the checkout line, and when the teenage cashier got to the open package of Oreos, they exclaimed, "Wow, you must have been hungry." Before I could finish paying, they commented...
If a human being said those words to me, I'd melt into a puddle.
Yeah. Before I could finish paying, they then commented that their dad would have never opened snacks in the store, and I must be a cool dad. I am a childless 25-year-old man. How do I atone for my voyeuristic Oreo eating behaviors, or have I been punished enough?
Okay, first of all, it's exhibitionist Oreo eating behaviors. Yeah. You weren't watching other people eat Oreos. So let's get...
Although, I bet you're just a few keystrokes away on YouTube.com from enjoying that very specific kink.
I would argue that the person who commented, "My dad would never let me do that, you must be a cool dad," maybe that moment has nothing to do with you whatsoever.
Yeah, I think they were just wanting to share a little bit about their dad.
Is the boat moving the table, or are we just leaning hard?
Yeah, I'm leaning. Both. I want every inch of this.
Maybe
show.
The rest of that sentence was, "And will you be my dad and watch me eat Oreos?"
I am confused by a strange part of this question.
Okay.
Of seeing somebody at the store eating Oreos and saying, "Boy, you must have been hungry," as if Oreos is something you eat to satisfy a powerful hunger.
Okay. All right. Did you want them to just start gnawing on some, like, dry fettuccine? Like, what do you want? Did you want them to, not specifically targeted at you, I'm sorry, I could have picked anything, but, like...
Nobody's ever been like, "It's dinner time. I have a hamburger here. I also, these Oreos would fill me right up."
Hold on. Stop. No, wait. We're at the grocery store. They don't have a hamburger here.
Let me frame this better. If I was this cashier and somebody came through and had an open thing of Oreos, my response would be, "Wow, Oreos sure taste good, huh?" It would not be, "Boy, those will fill you right up like food does at a meal."
Yeah, but you wouldn't.
Yeah. No, you wouldn't say anything.
If you watched someone eat 10 Oreos, you wouldn't assume, "I bet they weren't hungry." Like, that's a wild thing to say, though.
Because I'm pretty sure in the question it said an empty bag of Oreos.
You can have a hunger for lots of things, and sometimes you have a hunger for Oreos. I'm sure they would have loved to have a nice sit-down meal with some grilled asparagus.
Yeah.
Does anybody understand the point I'm trying to make, or am I...
No, listen. Okay. I understand what you're saying, but I think what you were ignoring is I am a human being in the world who exists in society. If I saw anybody eat anything, even if it was asparagus and a steak or whatever, I wouldn't say, "You must be hungry," because that person's a monster.
Yeah.
Like, tomorrow, everyone in this room, walk around the Lido Market tomorrow.
You must be hungry.
Because the answer is always, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. For sure.
And here's a sneak peek. I'm going to be hungry again in 6 hours. Catch me then for a new meal called dinner. I'll be there.
I think the better what they should have said is, "Oh, someone wants to be shoplifting."
Someone's doing a bit of tummy smuggling.
So you don't sell these Oreos by weight. Okay, I'll take my business and my Oreos elsewhere. "Hi, I don't think I want to buy these Oreos. I tried 10 of them and I don't like them.
I thought they were regular, but they taste like peanut butter.
They taste too much. There's too much peanut butter and too much chocolate. It's just overall too flavorful.
I want my money back. I didn't buy them. My mistake."
Goodbye. You'll never see me again.
"Oh, no. I brought these Oreos from home."
I need to... Don't get freaked out if I run as fast as I can out of the store. It's part of my exercise I do.
I left my money in the car.
Hey, here's a Yahoo that was sent in by approximately every living human being on the planet. It's asked by an anonymous Yahoo Answers user, who I'm going to call Jamvis. Asks.
Okay. Jamvis.
Jamvis asks, horse funeral supplies? Where can I buy horse funeral supplies?
Big box store. We did it! America, we did it! There's only three people that have stood up to leave the room. No, four. Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Still a good joke.
Oh, wow.
Catch the rest of it.
Yeah, we usually turn the house lights off so we don't get real-time data.
But this is good. This is theater of the mind.
No, Travis, it is not. This is theater of the watching the analytics as they happen. We can pretend the balcony is ride or die.
It's all full. See, a big... To be fair, it's not like the ship was sold out.
Oh, no.
Hey, so like a big box store... I should explain it.
Yeah.
Anyway, a big box store, but also a big box is like for
a... A horse's coffin, yeah.
It's a really good
imagine joke. A horse has died. You didn't care about it personally.
How do I get my coworkers to compliment me on my leftovers? One of my coworkers often gets compliments on the leftovers he brings for lunch, like, ooh, that looks good, and, that smells nice. Whereas,
you know, compliments.
You know, compliments.
Ooh, food.
Whereas I get none. I pride myself on being a good cook, and I'd like some validation from my peers. How do I make my famous chili look as delicious as it tastes?
Doesn't sound like it's very famous, this chili.
And it doesn't seem about looks. Who has ever, like, it's mostly about smell, right?
Smell, yeah.
Because no matter how good it looks, if you're like, oh, that's a good-looking dish, it smells like shit.
Yeah.
Especially chili. All chili more or less looks the same. You need to huff it to know.
That looks like a mistake you made by blending ingredients.
Oh, a beans mistake. Let me huff it. That's good.
It might also be, there's a possibility that your coworker's food is so bad that the other coworkers are saying, that looks great.
Oh, it's reaction formation. Yeah, you say the opposite of, that makes sense.
Good job.
Might I suggest a little garnish? Just a little green, a little bit of green.
And thus receive him, king.
Okay, just a little bit of garnish on there can really, maybe some scallions. Or
like fresh scallions from your office box?
from your desk drawer.
If you saw someone pull out a container of Tupperware chili and taped to it was a small envelope of scallions, that is something you would comment on. That person needs you to compliment their chili. It's extremely important.
And they just start narrating in the moment like, and I'm just going to microwave this at 3 minutes on high. Oh, a little bit of sour cream on there. Cut up some scallions. Voila!
I did it. It doesn't look good. It's chili.
Yeah.
No one's ever going to look at your stinky bean soup and say, looks good. There's 1,000 recipes for chili. You know what that means? Chili's the food that you cook by, I don't know, it's just what I had. I put it on a bowl and cooked it for a long time, and now it's chili, I suppose. No one's ever going to say, looks good. They're going to say, looks like you had those ingredients. Handy.
Is it?
There is a moment in every chili cook's life where they said, I think this is chili.
Yeah, I think I did chili.
Is it possible that maybe we could glow up the container that the chili is brought into the building? Maybe it's a sightlines thing, right? You carry a bowl of chili into a building. Who the fuck are you? Yeah. What is that? That's a bowl of chili. Get it out of my sight. A red wagon. Full of chili. A radio flyer wagon.
Full of chili.
Full of chili.
How have you protected the radio flyer wagon?
Good question, Justin. How have we protected and captured the smell inside of the wagon, you stupid idiot?
No, I'm just saying, I feel like if you tried to dump a bunch of chili into a wagon, it would fall right out.
All right. Open your mind, Justin.
I'm asking you to open your mind.
It's thick chili.
It's thick chili. There's no chili.
It's solid chili.
There's no
chili. It's frozen in a block.
There's no chili thick enough to not slip between the cracks in a Red Ryder wagon.
Thank you for asking. My chili,
it's Griffin's problem to solve. You don't have to help him. It was Griffin's bad idea. You don't have to fix this.
But I'm going to Shark Tank it.
Griffin, how do you keep the chili in
the... You're right. I'm sorry.
What if you
carry it into the office one handful at a time? Dump it right on your desk. Leave.
Dump more.
Next handful. This will take all day. You will not be paid for your work
but
on this day.
Oh. Maybe if you wrote on the package, Nana's last chili.
But then you kept bringing it in every Friday to a point where they're like, Should we still be...
Eventually someone will call you on it and be like, no, it's a chili starter. You call yourself a chef.
This question comes to us from someone here on your team. The short version is their mom sends them a lot of things in the mail. It says she sends me cutouts from magazines, old bottles, junk mail from my high school. I'm 33 and haven't been back to high school since 2006.
That's true of most people.
Yeah, it would be weird to go back to your high
back
school.
In.
A lot of people don't go back and they're like, you know what? Let me try math again.
Yeah, I'm going to do math again.
Unless you're dreaming, it was like that does happen to that tracks.
Sometimes it's even things that she found around the house that just made her, quote, think of me. And she always puts a little note in the box or letter that says, just look at it and then throw it away. I've asked her to stop sending me what is essentially trash, but she won't. Brothers, how do I get my mom to stop turning my mailbox into a garbage can? That's from trying to keep it clean, Kelly. Kelly, are you here? Okay.
Your mom thinks you're garbage. Your mom is burning you left and right.
Yeah.
I saw this garbage and thought of you. Go back to high school.
It's nice that you do have a permission slip to not care about something that your parents have sent you is always a real relief.
That would be nice if dad, when he texted me, like, hey, do you remember Jim Johnson, he died. If the rest of that text was, and I don't expect you to care about it at all.
Your dentist's uncle died, but it's fine.
It's fine. Ignore this.
But hey, it's chill. Keep doing what you're doing.
I realized that you had no personal attachment to him whatsoever. I just needed to use up some minutes I had on my phone.
This is a test. And if you've actually been throwing these things away, I regret to inform you, you have been failing the test catastrophically.
She's going to come to your house and be like, where's the bottle? Oh.
She may not even say anything. You will just see her looking around. No, it is for a scrapbook of some sort.
I would throw it in the trash without opening it because that way there's no guilt. It's kind of a Schrodinger's trash situation. Maybe it was good. Maybe it was bad. You'll live with the mystery, and you won't live with the trash.
Unless.
But what if?
Unless.
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 Oh, is it mine? Oh,
I said, but it, and that's nothing.
No, unless it is possible. Does your mom ever send you, like, just $100 bills? Because they don't do Justin's thing.
I was going to say a check.
There was a story that we heard in church literally monthly about someone getting a Bible as a gift for graduation and then throwing it away, and they left a check for $100 in the Bible.
Yeah,
like literally monthly we're hearing this story. Like, don't throw away Bibles that your dad gets you. Don't throw away any Bible. It could have a check for $100 in it.
What's great about that is that literally the pastor is saying, normally it's worthless,
normally,
but
yes,
maybe there is secret money in it.
It might be
money.
At
which point, you look like a dick.
Yeah, I probably look like a real goober at every hotel that I went to that had a Gideon's in the jar.
The Mormons love giving.
You had a very straightforward National Treasure experience.
flip, adventure over.
Nope, next.
Nope.
All that lesson taught you is look in the Bible before you throw it away.
Hello, I'd like to be moved. Hotel rooms, please.
I have 16 times if possible.
I have very exacting standards.
I'll be honest with you. I've used the Bible up.
Hey, this Bible's empty.
This Bible empty. Next room.
Ah, another one of these calls.
I want a munch
squad.
Boy, I want to munch
squad.
So this is Munch Squad. It's a podcast within the podcast that profiles the latest and greatest in brand eating.
Oh, Juice, you actually just did the Munch Squad with your wild salad.
Welcome to Justin Brand Eats.
Prepare your proposal. Pepsi debuts diamond engagement ring made with Crystal Pepsi. Consumers can enter to win a sustainably made ring via social media.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah, thank God this one Crystal Pepsi ring was sustainably made. That should fix everything. Thank you, Pepsi. You fixed it all. That sweet young girl can retire now. She put her feet up, go fishing.
Yeah.
Pepsi fixed everything with its one sustainable crystal Pepsi diamond. For people about to pop the question, Pepsi has introduced an unusual new engagement ring. The beverage company has debuted the Pepsi engagement ring, made with one big difference. This diamond is infused with crystal Pepsi.
Fuck off!
Just hear me out, Trav.
How do you infuse a diamond with the...
Oh, my God. Let me see your ring. It's got...
if you think I'm not going to detail exactly how this is happening, you're wrong.
Okay. Let him get through it.
Yes, this is my great-grandma's ring.
The brand is asking fans on Twitter to tweet their most creative, bold, or bizarre proposal ideas with the brand's social handle and hashtags hashtag Pepsi proposal. Okay, so Pepsi worked with a creative agency that I will not name because they don't get the free publicity to create.
It says here, McElroy Brothers Industry. Oh no! Yeah. Oh, no!
So according to the brand, the ring was made by boiling down Pepsi's clear beverage to its most basic carbon form, resulting in a powder. This powder was then added to the process for creating a lab-grown diamond, which requires using a small piece of natural diamond that is placed in the carbon under high pressure temperature.
Quick aside, they figure out how many diamonds? Because why are we making this fucking podcast?
I thought only Superman could make diamonds.
We could just go and make diamonds, boys. Sell them on a cruise ship, I guess.
Not everything that can be made by man is no longer has value. You'll concede that
point. No, listen to podcasts.
Yeah, that's fucking true. So, okay, I could have stopped there and it would have been pretty terrible, but I thought, wait a minute, you just gave me the hashtag. So let me get up on Twitter and see what we're doing. Let me see what's cooking. So here's some proposal ideas that people sent to the brand Pepsi. Fluffy said, up in a hot air balloon at daybreak. Sure. Cool. That sounds good.
Creative.
Julie tweeted this to Pepsi. I would invite you out for a picnic. Pepsi, the brand. I'd spread the tablecloth out on the ground and reach in the picnic basket and pull out a Pepsi and then set the Pepsi engagement ring next to it and ask the question. April followed up just moments after, tweeting directly at Pepsi, I'll love to get engaged to Pepsi. Folks, you're not marrying Pepsi.
Wait, hold on, Justin. Aren't they?
You're not. Dennis said, I would get down, this is all caps, I would get down on my knee and propose very loud so she can hear me with my crystal Pepsi ring.
Why? Well, because she's 300 feet away.
As is legally binding.
Yeah.
Mikey said, well, I gotta find that love. Oh, Mikey.
Oh, no. Oh, Mikey. Hey, so Mikey's here tonight if anyone's...
I gotta find a love who loves cherry Pepsi as much as me. Winky face? I don't think so, Mikey.
Yeah, it's not a cherry Pepsi diamond.
Yeah, and I don't think that winky...
That's a ring pop.
Yeah. Go to the beach with her and hand her, while on one knee, a cherry Pepsi with this awesome ring around the straw and say, will you marry me? Hey, like, it's so weird that you got the soda wrong, Mikey, that I'm going to move on instantly. Then William burst through the door. Please permanently bring back Pepsi Holiday Spice as an annual tradition, or rename it if Pepsi Spice, and keep it permanently. And then William departs.
How romantic.
William jumps out the window.
That's how he'd propose.
Liu just...
I will!
Liu just tweeted a still image of Madea, so I don't know... I don't know exactly what the plan is, but it's just a single still image of Madea.
It's what I've been waiting for since I was a little child.
Fuck.
Omar says, how would I do it? Probably like James Bond. Pull up in an Aston Martin. Act like someone or something is in danger. Get her into the car and drive to the beach. Then Pepsi responded to that one and said, hashtag sounds cool to us. What the fuck, Pepsi? It sounds cool for the person to drive up, pretend like someone's in danger. You know that great scene in every James Bond movie where he pulls up in a car, he's like, your dog has...
Imagine it like this. Griffin is my love. Screech! Someone's gonna die!
Oh, no. I'll get in the car with you.
Anyways, I love Pepsi. Do you forever?
Pepsi sounds cool to us. Kim said, I would say as I got down on one knee, you're as beautiful as the sound of opening Pepsi. You're as sweet as the taste of Pepsi. And I like Pepsi. I want you to know that I have you forever. Will you be mine forever and ever until the end of time? Sure, Kim. That sounds nice. Steven swoops in. Traditional, on one knee, in place of particular interests to myself and my SO. Crowds are unnecessary. Photography is required.
And then I'd kill both of
yeah.
them.
Hey, Steven, that sucks. Like, all of that energy that you just brought to a single tweet really stinks. And I hope that Pepsi throws this ring in the trash as a result.
I hope that Pepsi passes that tweet on to the FBI.
Yeah, that person should be on a watch
list. I hope whoever gets proposed to with the Pepsi ring says, do you have Coke?
That's going to do it for us here on My Brother and Me. Thank you so much for coming.
Let's see. There's some... oh, God, this is crass, but I'm Travis. There's merch. up there, we have the Adventure Zone graphic novel. We have some cruise-inspired pins of our faces where we're in jaunty sailor caps.
Yes.
We're going to be doing... second check.
A lot of different things, yeah.
We're doing a signing where we'll be signing the Avengers Zone or whatever the hell you want to bring.
Yeah, look for it in the schedule because we don't know where it is.
I've got a Disney sing-along coming up on Thursday.
And thank you to everybody. Thank you to Joko Cruz for having us. This is the best week.
And thank you to Mike and Joyelle for their opening.
Oh, yes. Yeah. They were so good.
Thanks. Also to John Roderick of the Long Winters for the use of our theme song, It's a Departure, off the album, putting the days to bed.
And I know what you're wondering. Isn't John Roderick on this boat? Why isn't he here? He's doing the intro song for another podcast on the other end of the boat.
Yeah.
It's so embarrassing. If you've never heard our show, we have one ending question that Griffin reads, and it's a final Yahoo, and it's one that we think about and come back at the next episode and kind of discuss our thoughts on.
Yes, a few people sent this one in.
Oh, so this is fun. We'll get to talk about it in like an hour.
Okay? Yeah, sure. Yeah. A few people sent this one in. It's from Yahoo Answers user Big Frog, who asks, who else thought Alvin, parentheses, Alvin and the Chipmunks, was an asshole?
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This is my brother, me. Kiss your dad square on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.